let's go forward. Karen LaFleur.
Hi, everyone.
Text Expressionism and Digital and Beyond exhibit that's on view. The animation contains the visual, but the original piece also contained the music. I work with a musician on all my animations. This is an original composition of hers, and it's her performance. The piece Floor is Dance, which is this animation you see, is about hope. And during the pandemic, I was thinking of all the hopes we had, even though we were sheltering in our own little places. And then I started to think of that worldwide and the power of that worldwide hope. So this is Flora's Dance. To talk about three rather large topics, our artwork, women in technology, and text expressionism in less than 10 minutes. So I'm going to narrow my focus down to communication because it's really important to me, having come through some communication difficulties as a child and through adulthood. In general, conversation for me is difficult. So the computer has allowed a communication tool that I didn't have in the pre-digital days. And previously, I had a lot of medical issues that the technology brought me through. It brought me through my dyslexia. And now it's an integral part of my creative artwork since the early 80s. So communication is a big key factor going digitally for me. So the consequence of having these inabilities to communicate when I was younger is that I ended up fine-tuning observation and studying community dynamic. The piece that you see here is called Title Pool Diary. And what I did was over an 8-month period, I would visit this one tidal pool in the beach near me, and I wouldn't do anything. I just observe who was there, what was happening, how much water, had the whole pool shifted across the beach, things like that. And then I would go home to my studio, and I would create these square panels, of which there are a lot more than these. But once I started to put them together, I realized that observation was also a conversation. And so each piece was communicating with me, and overall, we had a group conversation. So I find that technology levels the communication field for me because, you know, even between the genders, because it's kind of like having a puppy. You know, you go out for a walk and suddenly you're talking with your neighbor and you're having a conversation. And so it gave me sort of a common denominator to have that platform. And a lot of women struggle with that sometimes in a multiple gender conversational group, that they'll step back and observe more rather than jump into the conversation. But when the computer is present, I find, anyways, from my experience, the conversation just opens up with the synergy of interior and exterior worlds. And that can be what you say to yourself and how you present yourself to the world. It can be between environments. It can be between abstract forms on the screen. And I do this by tapping into this heightened power of observation and community dynamics that I've honed over the years. So the next piece I want to show you is called mycelium. And these are the tiny root-like fibers in the soil that make up this living organism. And what we see on the surface are the little mushrooms that come up. But the organism is actually nothing but a giant communication network. And so the computer allows me to be able to express what I can imagine is going on underneath the soil. all these conversations that are happening that I couldn't express in traditional mediums because of physical disabilities and things like this. So again, it's a huge communication tool for me, not only in my artwork, but speaking with everybody. That's everybody, gender, worldwide. It's opened up huge doors for me. So whether my artwork is organic or mechanical, as you can see here in these examples, it still speaks to community. It still speaks to the individual parts that are working in unison with other parts to create a holistic whole, so to speak. And in doing so, I find that we as artists tend to express ourselves through the computer. We end up creating our own universes. And these universes move. They have sound. They have light. They can spin around their perspective, go 3D, go virtual, wherever. And I'm finding that level of conversation between creative artists on technology is opening up bigger and bigger as the technology pushes us out further into a different creative field. So I find that as a woman artist, it gives me an equal footing in the conversation of art. And expressionism as a term and as a concept, with its focus on the artistic human expression rather than a particular style or sensibility, it ends up turning the focus onto a common conversation point that all of us can come together on. So that's my reason.
Fascinating, and wow, there is a pervasive story that runs through it that we can all relate to. Men certainly, as artists, deal with difficulties, but reading in the chat, someone had written while listening to you as well, I think it was Holly Gordon, about things where when things are done behind curtains and there is no gender, people aren't identified, that often women do much better than would be expected. And yet I do love what I hear a lot of people saying here, and that is that, you know, as women, we bring something different to the table.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I personally feel I'm not trying to be a man, and I feel what we're offering is so necessary to the sustenance of the universe. So thank you. Our next presenter is Renata Jenna Suska.
This is the Imperial Air. You could say that it's the poster child for expressionism, digital and beyond. This work has been described by one critic as falling somewhere on the spectrum between beauty and terror. And it's part of a series of works that I did last spring where I create large biomorphic shapes using an AI program. My own custom brushes to decorate the shape. And I used a lot of diagonal emphasis in these compositions. I was in particular thinking of the work of Géricault, the French 19th century painter, who his best known work was The Raft of the Medusa, where it's an enormous painting. And when you're working in the digital realm, you can expand space in a very interesting way. So when I conceived of these works, I conceived of them as heroic tableaux that were not on this earth. So I used skyscapes, put the shapes in, and the colors of the sky were unearthly. And I also added usually clouds to give some depth to the composition and also to give some texture. If you are interested to see how I create the shapes, Cynthia Rubin and I spoke in July of 2021, and I gave a demonstration of the software and the steps that I take to create these particular elements. It's on the Texpressionism YouTube channel. And the thing I said at that time to myself was I wanted to increase the density and complexity of my work. So this is a piece that was done in February of 2021. And it has the elements, again, the same shapes that I create, but they have, the ones on the right-hand side have an intended shimmer. And I used custom brushes for the whole of this painting as well. And what I did was I also used a still frame from one of my animations as a background to anchor the composition to. I've been making animations since February of 2021, and I've progressed a great deal in that time period. I really enjoy making my paintings come alive, and I also make animations solely that are based on forms and colors that I choose just for that particular form of art. But sometimes I'll use a painting as well as a backdrop. As I said, there's this grid at the back that came from the animation, and I used a brush to put the tiny dots all over it. And it was something akin to stitching a tapestry or, believe it or not, putting icing on top of a cupcake. So there's a domestic quality to some of the work that I do for me. As a child, I was taught embroidery, and I had to do petit point until I couldn't stand it anymore. It felt like a form of torture, but now I find myself enjoying those kinds of work where it's quite labor intensive, and you enter into the flow state while you're working on the pieces. Again, I want to say thank you to Ross for creating this event. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them during the Q&A session.
Giovanna, Dub Woman.
Let me share my screen. So this is the metaverse. I can show you this is one of the transformation. This is one of the really popular collections I have on OpenSea. I have I sold 300 items for this collection. So this is a metaverse. But I never tell the public about my story. Like before the pandemic, there was I had a company. That's how I met Davanti. It's a VR company. I have a problem with partners because it was actually my idea, my pitch deck. He used me to get to the accelerator, to get to the coalition. Because we were agreed, 50-50. He registered the company and he just sent me a quick the notification email. And it ended up I only have a 5% in front of a lot of investors and the other shareholder. He said, "Oh, Giovanna, you know why you are the poorest person in our group, and you know you're a woman, you cannot get any funds." So I was humiliated, and also doing the accelerator program, he said to all the other startup founders, say, "Oh, Giovanna is a crazy artist, don't listen to her, she can't do anything." And the worst thing that happened to me, because we have a demo day, and that was December, he just chickened out. So he just wanted to push me at the front to pitch all the investors. So that was a story. And then I've been fortunate because I may take Prigenesia because I made Davanti. During that time, I shot a 360 video of Soho. So actually, I didn't find Davanti. Davanti found me, and he introduced me to Colleen. And by the time, our company is still running, so I still try to do a lot of VR and 3D render project. And the very funny because last year, it was January, he just say, "Oh, we have to close this company. We all broke, we don't have a funding, blah, blah, blah." But actually he built all the customer with his new entity. So that's what happened. But I'm being so fortunate, right? I was so dead because one of my collector, he found me, he gave me my first commission. So I create my NFT and I keep selling. And now I even coach other NFT marketplace funder. I have a very strong feeling, so that's why I have this. I feel like women can be beautiful, and also women can be hot as a Right. And the other thing is I'm not feminist. I never consider myself like a aggressive feminist. It's just because I feel like if a woman can be higher position, let women be on the top. We don't need to have a male leaders all the time. You know, give a woman a chance, okay? We should have a more equal opportunity. International Women's Month, I was thinking that, okay, let's do something for International Women's Month. I always tell, I produce a lot of like a tutorial, like people, they want to utilize NFT as a, like alternative income, especially for artists. Like, I really like to help the community. And I'm so grateful that my first piece sold in one day. I believe that's because Tate Christian Nissen featured me on Instagram. I really like this whole idea about decentralized social sculpture. That's the spirit.
Yeah, fresh perspective, and I like what you said about women. We're not just soft, we're hard, we're powerful as rock, and we endure, and there's it's not all a big soft pillow situation here. So I thought your perspective was very fresh.